Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning to all the graveyard shift workers, all the overnight dancers, all the janitors, all the teachers, everybody. The parents getting their kids to school on time. How about that? That's not easy. It's not easy at all. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to react to Brian Baldinger, who we just had on for about 30 minutes. And he's worth every single second because there's a lot to dissect from the 49ers this past week against the Minnesota Vikings. The Purdy thing. And we'll get there. And then Nick Sorensen. And what popped out to me is, look, we're going to get into Purdy. But I'll say this right now, Shasky. Did the 49ers downgrade from Steve Wilks? And I'm not saying Steve Wilks is a defensive coordinator of the year at all. But Nick Sorensen for the first 2 weeks, no. Fred Warner saved the 49ers from getting blown out of the building. He saved them.
2 weeks? You think they weren't good against the Jets?
They were okay.
They had like one scoring drive.
They were okay. They're okay.
I thought they suffocated the Jets.
The Jets is okay.
I mean, but they are okay. The Jets. I don't know how good they're going to be.
I don't know how good they're going to be. 2 weeks. I'm basing off of Minnesota.
Okay.
I think about that 97-yard touchdown play. DeAndre Lenore guarding grass. Traverius were not. George Odom somehow, some way, is left out Justin Jefferson. And then what Baldy said, you talked about the drive before halftime that stole all the momentum back from Minnesota. 3rd and 13, Jefferson's wide open down the seam. Wide open.
It's not
There's
a great
no Jordan
game.
Addison.
Not a great game.
It's not a great game. So all I'm saying is the microscope is out on Nick Sorensen.
Well, here's what
There's a lot made about Steve Wilks last year. Let's keep that same energy for Sorensen, who's a first-year DC. And we got to see it. Now he's going against McVay this week. Well, let's see it.
Well, they were given short sides, multiple times where, obviously they gave up 24 points in the game, but, seven of them came on the interception where they got the ball at like the 12, all right? And the other one was on the punt. I mean, you got a punt blocked and they had a short field. So not great, but they also didn't drop 40 on them. Like in the Saints game, the Dallas Cowboys gave up, 35, 40 points on defense. That's a different story. It was bad, but it wasn't that bad. Now, that being said, obviously it's something to monitor. I'm not 100% sure the personnel I saw on Sunday on defense at certain positions is better than last year. So, for case in point, George Odom, who everybody in, you're just reporting what you see at camp. They're like, oh, you had a great camp. Did anyone think that going into the season with George Odom as your starting safety was going to go well?
No.
I'll give you Belichick as the DC, and I think he'd have a tough time hiding, you know, one of his safeties.
But you put him on the line and scrimmage playing press man against Justin Jefferson, for crying out loud.
I'm not going to defend that.
I just don't get that.
It's undefendable. And then I look at, you know, when you're missing Dre Greenlaw, you know, Dre Greenlaw it's not a big loss. It's a massive loss. He's one of the premier players at the position. He changes the speed of the entire defense. He's a, you know, three-level player who's cleaning up a lot of stuff on the sidelines. He's great in pass defense for a guy who's undersized. He's a sure tackler. He stuffs the run. You can't ISO him in the pass game. Like, those are two big, big spots. And then I look at, like, the, you know, just the defensive line, and I thought Leonard Floyd was going to be an upgrade, and I thought in game one he was good. I thought game two he was not good.
He was not good at all.
So, you know, like, I hear you.
I'm not saying that Wilkes is better.
I think there's a conversation, but
we're going to find out a lot about Sorensen.
Absolutely.
You got Arizona on deck coming up in a few weeks. They're looming large, and their offense looks potent right now. They put up 28 in Buffalo. They blew out the Rams last week. Kyler's playing at an unbelievable level. And Trey McBride is a damn good tight end. You got James Conner, you got Marvin Harrison. Arizona's sneaky good offensively. And then you got the Cowboys, and then you got the Chiefs. All right? These are high-profile offenses. Now, the Cowboys can't stop a nosebleed on defense. We'll get to them when we get to them. But you know what? I'm watching Sorensen very, very closely. You got to put your players in position. We're lucky. If it wasn't for Fred Warner making Hall of Fame type plays, they could have got blown out on Sunday. Sure. They could have thrown up 35 on the damn Niners without blinking an eye. So it's very interesting. Here's what Baldy had to say about the coverage.
I don't know what they're thinking. Diamador Lenore is on the other side of the field guarding grass. Like, there's nothing over there. There's no work. You got Naylor and Jefferson over here in a stack. I don't know why you would drop down your backup safety in that situation. You know, him and Tig are the safeties in the play, and Odom is down there. If you're going to play that stack, at least put Treverius on Justin right there and let Ward take Naylor. Like, I mean, at least put your best corner on the best receiver in that situation. And so not only did they get caught with their second corner on the other side of the field, but they got caught with, you know, their third safety on Jefferson like that. And that's, you know, I mean, Sam saw that all the way. I think he saw it pre-snap, actually. Yeah. You know, in the biggest play that I've seen the 49ers give up since Shanahan has been there, you know, happened on the play.
So you got that. You got Bosa dropping back in coverage. Not a lot.
I remember the specific play, too,
and I say, what the hell is going on here? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But in the bare front, and he talked about the line in the way he did. And then Hargrave, I'm glad Baldy pointed that out. The grave digger has been digging no graves. All right, he's been shoveling no dirt. That, I'm telling you, man, I'm getting Gabe Wilkin vibes from the back in the 90s when they signed this man to a 4-year, $20 million deal back in the late 90s for the Green Bay Packers, and he did diddly poo with the 49ers. We like Hargrave because we interviewed him last year, and he was a great dude. We had him on for 21 minutes. Maybe it was 21 minutes too long because right now he's not doing a damn thing.
He's got a great nickname, the Gravedigger. But right now, I don't think it's appropriate to utilize that particular nickname. He's basically been a big black hole. I mean, that's what he's been as a defensive tackle. He's making a lot of money, you know, and because of his money, it's made things a little difficult to sign other guys who we really like. There's no doubt about it. Like, I'm going to worry about the defense a lot more if two games from now we're having similar issues. I think stopping the run it's been almost like a two-year issue, yeah, where quietly they've been able to get away with it because they've gotten big leads and they've played front runner football where they're allowed to pass rush. But I thought Aaron Jones ran all over them. I thought Chandler ran all over them. And to your point on the turnovers, yeah, it did shut things down. The three drives for me that stood out the most. The big play to Justin Jefferson, duh. The play before halftime, the whole drive before halftime was just like head scratcher. And then 13. The final drive of the game. If I was going to isolate the three ones, it was getting off the field on third down. I think that was the consistent theme of the two drives before half and at the end of the game. They couldn't get stops.
No, they couldn't get stops whatsoever. 7-12, the Minnesota Vikings on third down in that game this past Sunday. Now, it's not all doom and gloom, but let's get to Brock Purdy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.